Well, anyways, allow me to reintroduce my brother. It's Dale Hayes.
Lady said she's afraid of violence. And isn't it sad that we who have been the victims of so much violence, now whites fear violence from us? We do not have a history of killing white people. White people have a history of killing us. See? And what you fear, may I say this, sir? What you fear, and it's a deep guilt thing that white folks suffer. You are afraid that if we ever come to power, we will do to you and your fathers what you and your people have done to us. And I think you are judging us by the state of your own mind, and that is not necessarily the mind of black people.
And why we do the shit for and why we do the shit for and why we do the shit for and why we do the shit for
NY. Till the day I die from NY, speeding fast on the I-5, switch the gears in the skyline, see the bridge, see the...
Yeah, once again it's on.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
It's go time in this motherfucker, you know how we do, huh?
All day, all night, we trying to get this thing poppin'.
Hey, get this thing poppin'.
Tell us your story, we might tell you one back.
Motherfucker know how to act.
Hey, when they get on the podcast, you know shit go around.
It's going down at the round table. The round table. Hey, we at the round motherfucking table. Yeah. And it's go time, bitch.
6 degrees of separation. Man crazy. Coley made me come home. Link with Wavy. The round table. It's go time.
Get it.
Listeners, pay attention. It's go time.
We at the round table.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know.
It's go time.
We about to do it fucking big.
And go live.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live. We at the round table. It's time to go live.
Go live.
Think they really know it's really go time.
I don't think they know.
I don't think they really know it's really go time.
Let's get it.
Sit back, relax. It's go time.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know. It's go time.
It's go
time. Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live.
Yeah.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wavy Jones, the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast. You know what I mean? Once again, we doing this shit a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? We doing this shit via Skype or Google Meeting or whatever you want to call it. But shit, you know what I mean? We in the building and shit. You know what I mean? First off, I want to, why everybody logging in and shit like that. I want to say salutes, big shout outs to, you know what I'm saying, 716 Uncut, Queen Beauty. You know what I mean? She got a podcast showcasing videos. You know what I mean? Every Tuesday at motherfucking 10:30 p.m. I want to give a big shout out and salutes to Piffy Trilliums. You know what I mean? The Pull Up Talk with Piffy. You know what I mean? On Instagram. You know what I mean? Definitely check that brother out there. You know what I'm saying? Also, the Struggle Clothing Line. You know what I mean? 1770 Seneca Street. And he also got Struggle Cartel, you know what I mean? You can go through there, you know what I mean? You can record, you can get your bookings, whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? So definitely big shout-outs and salutes to them. Shout-outs to the Brick Boys. Shout-outs to Griselda BSF, you know what I'm saying? Who else we missing? Man, yo, shout-outs to everybody still holding it down as far as the Rebel Radio family, you know what I mean? Rebel Radio 716. You know what I mean? Our love and condolences go to DJ Ruckus. You know what I mean? As well as also we lost DJ Shay. So, you know what I mean? Big salute. Much love and condolences to those both of those families. But, you know, we going to keep this thing going and shit. And without that being said, go motherfucking tap into the Roundtable Podcast on all platforms right now. You know what I'm saying? On all motherfucking platforms. Check out more exclusive videos. I'm going to be putting out more content on YouTube soon. And, if you got any inquiries, if you want to be a sponsor, we got a couple sponsorships at work. But, man, shit, it's always good to get your business in there, man. I'm telling you, it's worth the while. We all over the world. We global. We're going to keep rising. We're going to keep doing what we do because we got everybody, you know what I mean, with us and shit. So, you know what I mean, with that said, you know what I mean, tune into the Roundtable Podcast. And if you want more information for bookings or anything like that, the Roundtable, DARONDTABLE 716@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? If you can't spell it, motherfucker, pronounce, you know what I mean? Try to pronounce that shit out like your mama used to tell you back in school, nigga. Pronounce the shit out. The Roundtable. Nah, I'm just fucking with it. But you know what I mean? Love, like, share, love, like, share. But without further ado, you know what I'm saying? I met this brother at a showcase at Stamps, you know what I'm saying? Stamps in North Tonawanda. A lot of Buffalo, Western New York people know. You know, you go there, you showcase your music, you showcase your arts, you showcase your talents. You know what I'm saying? The brother said, you know what I'm saying, he had something to say. You know what I mean? Whether it was inside or outside the venue, you know what I mean? He got up there, he spit his bars and shit. You know what I'm saying? He's also a soldier. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're still active or not, but shit, we salute you and your patriotism that you, you know what I mean, and contributed to the motherfucking United States and everything else. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Also, a dope lyricist, dope MC. And if you don't know what the fuck we talking about and shit, if you can't tell because he got a goddamn Wolfgang beard on, you know what I'm saying? We talking about Dale Hayes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Salute, my bro. What's goody? Man, you know, getting to it like we never left. Like I said, it's long overdue, long overcome, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, due to the COVID shit and everything else, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure, you know what I mean? You probably out on a secret COVID mission right now, you know what I'm saying? You are.
I retired out of the military, dog, and I'm chilling.
Oh, man.
That's blessed.
So how long you been retired out of the military?
Literally about a month.
Oh, nigga, you fresh. You ain't even get your golden jacket yet, like in the fucking NFL, nigga. Yo, salutes, man.
It was a wrap.
Come on, man. Congratulations on that, man. I mean, a lot of people, and you know what I mean? I don't know if you're all the way intact and shit as far as your body parts and your mind, but shit, you know, even though then, it's not a lot of people that come out fully intact with their mind, their body, everything. So if you made it like that, man, much salute to you, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it. Now y'all just give me more to talk about.
Man, that's a fact, man. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, if people don't know, we in the motherfucking building tonight. We here with the motherfucking Dale Hayes, you know what I'm saying? Rapper, lyricist, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, we gonna take this shit all the way from the top, my G. First and foremost, let the people know, you know what I mean, something that they might not know about you or shit. Just give them a little quick insight, something they might not know.
First and foremost, a lot of people really ain't gonna realize that. My name is where I grew up. I'm from East Delavan and Hayes, what happened?
Oh man, oh man, I'm from Delavan, NYO.
Come on, now we from the same hood.
Oh man. Mm-hmm.
I grew up right there by the corner store.
Mm-hmm, I grew up right by the expressway.
Say less,
that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what's up, so that's where the Dale Hayes come from?
My name is where I came from, so I'll never forget where I came from.
Come on man, talk about it. No question. So, being said, he said he's from Delavan and Hazelwood, you know what I'm saying? Or Hazel, you know what I mean?
You got it right.
Oh, Hazelwood. Delavan and Hazelwood, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? For the people that don't know, where is that located, you know what I'm saying?
East side, Buffalo, Hawaii.
Buffalo, New York. Buffalo representative, stand up, salute. You know what I'm saying? So growing up, you know what I mean? Whether mom, dad, grandmoms, or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, what was some of the music that was being played around you as a little snot nose running around the build? You know what I mean?
I was exposed to a lot of, I had a lot of mixture of everything. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I listened to, like, of course, I listened to a lot of hip hop and everything. Running from, like, Rakim to KRS-One to Beastie Boys, things like that. But then I also listened to, like, a lot of 70s music. So, a lot of Gladys Knight, the Pips, the Staple Singers, your David Ruffins, things like that.
Mm. Okay, okay. So you was a Motown kid, basically, like one of us. You know what I'm saying? Motown, yeah. You had no choice but to hear it every, I mean, especially on the weekends. You know how I go Friday, Saturday night. They turn it all the way up. Man, no question.
Aside from that 70s music, it was just a lot of hip hop and then a lot of the R&B growing up. So you're like. Like, you'll always hear, like, Salt and Pepper playing somewhere, or you'll have like, TLC at my cousin's house or something like that when it was on Thatcher. I was exposed to everything, so they were called my protector.
Oh, man. So, you know, growing up and everything, like, during high school, I'm going to jump around this shit, you know what I mean? But that's how I do, you know what I mean? That's how we build. So, you know, coming up in high school, did you play any, like, sports or any music instruments, anything like that?
It was hard because I went to 7 high schools.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, I went to 7 high schools.
Talk about that. 7 high schools? How the fuck?
So.
What, you was a gladiator or shit?
I mean, like, I was always put in positions. And a lot of schools didn't want me for that, and it wasn't really my fault. So, like, I started at Seneca High School.
Come on, my representative, so man. That's my alumni. Say hi.
Mm-hmm. Word up. So, I started at Seneca, got kicked out of Seneca. So, then I went to Middle College High School when they first opened up. Made it there until about junior year. Yeah, beginning of junior year, kicked out the first week. Went to Lafayette for a week, got kicked out. Went to Grover for a week, got kicked out. Now I got put in private school for a second, for like a couple months, but then we couldn't afford that. So I ended up getting thrown back into public schools, and I went to East for summer school, because the private school grew up, like a lot of my education and all that, because a lot of the credits didn't count. So I had to go to East to make up everything. Then I went to Benning, and I graduated from Benning. I played football for Bennett my senior year, and then I was on the other slim team for Bennett. But before that, I was on the basketball team from Seneca and Middle College.
Man, what year you graduated from Bennett?
08.
08, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, because I was just trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying? Because I used to play for Seneca. I played football, too. I was trying to see if we served out of, you know what I mean? It served in y'all niggas and shit. Yeah, I mean, we did, but you wasn't playing then, but we did. We gave it serve. I graduated in 2002.
I played football for Seneca when I first got there. And then, I don't know, like, I think it was like a week before I got kicked out and quit the team. I don't know why.
Oh, shit.
Maybe it was. Yeah, but it was me and my boy Sims who had tried out for the team then.
Mm. Yeah, man. We went to the Harvard Cup, lost in the Harvard Cup to motherfucker was it McKinley, and then went to the fucking playoffs next year and lost to fucking South Park. And then I played, then I had the grades, I got kicked off the team, but. All throughout my high school, all 4 years, I ran track, and we won the championship. So I got, like, big-ass trophies and shit. We retired that bitch, all that shit. I used to run the hurdles and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, when, coming up, like I said, growing up, you know, what was that first album or song that really introduced you to hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, when you was a kid? Or who was that person that dropped that knowledge with, that hip-hop knowledge with you?
I was into LL for a second, but what really was Eminem and DMX. So I was introduced to X when he dropped in that there was X. And then around that same time, that's when Slim Shady LP had dropped. And then I was heavy into Overdose. And then from there, that's when I started really backtracking some history on this. And then that's when I started liking Beatles, Infinite Out, and then Flesh of My Flesh, Blind of My Blood by DMX. And then I just started cruising from there just to see what else is out there.
No doubt, no doubt. Word. So, from that point on, like, you was, like, so you really got introduced to hip-hop by yourself? Like, nobody, like, no, none of your older cousins?
Nobody really, like, brought me into it. Okay. It's kind of like I had this magnetic connection to
music.
And then it was like, all right, let me really see what this is about. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I heard shit that was on the radio. It wasn't catching my attention like that until I heard X like that. I'm not really even that, bro.
Yo, yeah, try to stay in front of the mic. It's kind of getting distorted when you're moving around. I don't know what the fuck, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of sound like, I don't know, it's kind of sounding echoey and shit. I don't know, it's weird. Yeah, that's a little better. That's a lot better. Yeah.
No, I was just saying, like X was the one that really put me on. So.
Oh, man. So now, you know, as a kid and everything like that, growing up, when was the first time you figured that you could write, you know what I mean, your own music, or you tried to attempt to write some music?
It was shortly right after I heard. You know what I'm saying? So, like, after I had to be about 11. Mm. Yeah, I had to be about 11 and I really started doing it and started writing it, but I couldn't format a song worth anything. So, I was just writing, like, pages and pages of things that rhymed and more so punchlines than anything. And then later on down the line, when I recorded my first song with my cousin, when I was 14, he started teaching me how to format actual songs. Because I was able to freestyle all day with no problem. It was just I couldn't make a song. So at 14, I started learning how to make songs. And then over time, it was just progression.
No question, no question. Because usually everybody be like, yo, shit, I started off writing poetry or this and the third. But, you know, that's how it be. Sometimes you just be like, man, fuck it. I feel like I could do it myself, you know what I mean? Just the love of the art, you know what I mean? So from that point on... Yeah, I mean, before we go into a quick, you know, quick commercial break or whatever, but from that point on, so your cousin was the first person you showcased your music to, or, like, did you do talent shows, anything like that?
Nah, my cousin was the first person I showcased my talent to, but he was kind of, like, still in his own mix of everything, because, like music ran heavy in our family with people trying to make it.
Okay.
So, like, all my cousins made music, and it was just kind of a thing that was going to get passed down to me anyway.
Anybody successful with it, or?
DJ Shay.
Oh, man, rest in peace, DJ Shay, man, rest in peace, definitely. And I mean, like I said, oh, man, that's what's up, man. And I mean, me and my bro did a track at Shea Studio back at the zoo, you know what I'm saying? And shit, we ain't pay for our big homie had put it together and shit, so he paid for it, but we fucking recorded. You know how Shea was meticulous about his shit, so he like, yeah, y'all niggas laid the rough copy. This the rough copy you get the CD day. So we thinking we about to leave with the CD. He like, oh, hell no. He like, nah, I gotta get the rest of the bread. When this shit mixed down and it's fire, then y'all can have that shit. So we was like, hey, I gotta work that shit out, bro. We ain't never get that track.
Like, I really wish that I had the opportunity to really sit down with Shay and make something with him, because, like, I never really found out Shay was my family until later on. And then this is by the time that BSF had already took off and everything. And my cousin Troy had came home from jail. And then I walked in the barbershop where he was cutting that, and then we seen this man Stove. So the stove was in there talking, that we all made that connection. Like, it changed. Because I was like, oh, like the DJ Shay? It was just, yeah. But I never tried to put myself in a position to, like, throw his name out there and attach it to my investment, right? I'd rather do everything on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So all I got to do is rest in peace to Big Cudi DJ Shay, and may your name forever be carried on. But I definitely don't want to carry that, oh, Shay was my cousin, and try to gain clout off of it. Like, that shit.
That's a fact. But shit, we gonna go into a quick commercial break. You know what I mean? If y'all live with us on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, stick with us and shit. Like I said, we in the building with motherfucking Dale Heads. We ain't in the building. We via Skype, via Zoom, whatever you wanna call that shit. You know what I'm saying? We at the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast. And we gonna be right back at you after this motherfucker. And you already know what time it is. It's goat time.
Bandana Black, Mr. Well Connected, even more respected. Mr. Hashtag I Am Buffalo. Hey yo, Dell, they must have think because we was quarantining and stuff like that, it was safe out here. No, real music is back, they got a problem. Dell Hayes, R. Mac, Problem Child. Hey yo, Dell, talk to him, let's go.
DJ Bandana.
These niggas need a pair of sex so they can see my measure. I popped the cherry of these pussies, giving too much pressure. I had them cozy, make them dozy like we have elections. Can't eat with niggas, shit, I'm in a different sector. I locked this game up in the instant like a figure four. They all worry about their spotlight, they got insecure. She giving head and dropping tails, I got a trending more. Snap care package during COVID, now she sending more. This them cipher bars, burning barrels, turn the carrots. I cross with T to dot her eyes, it has some shit to settle.
It's your boy G Premacy here at the Roundtable Podcast with Waverly Jones. It's go time. Turn up.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wave Jones at the Roundtable, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. We still in the building, man. We sitting in here talking to Dell Hayes today. You know what I'm saying? And we going to talk about these new projects and old projects, you know what I'm saying? But we kicking it, you know what I mean? This is first time at the round table. Hopefully the next time we definitely get to sit in person, throw back a couple shots, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do, you know what I'm saying? But shit, we're going to make it happen regardless and shit. Like I said, it's long overdue. I appreciate everybody, you know what I mean, watching right now. Love, like, share, comment, you know what I mean? And we going to keep this thing going, you know what I mean? So, where I left off at, Dell Hayes. So from the point on your cousin shit, you know, kind of vouching for you and everything, what was the next step? Did you really go in the studio and start recording, like, you know, paying for your studio time, or
what ended up happening is, so, like, really what popping off with the music is, like, one of the counselors or whatever in a program that I was in when I was in high school, he also had a studio. So I found out he had a studio, and at that time, then I was like 16, and I was just hungry. And I was trying to really get up out of doing reckless shit in the street. So I was just like, yo, I'm trying to get in the studio. So I had to hound this dude for like 3 months, and he finally let me in. Now, I learned to progress in there, and then by the time I was 18 is when I ended up recording my first album, The Intern. So I recorded that. Me and homie fell out, but it is what it is, all respect to him. And then I turned around and was just dropping singles, and then that's when I ended up in a situation and then ended up in the military for the past 12 years.
Mm.
So during that time, I was allowed to come home or whatever, and that, like, I really wanted to pick my music back up, because back in 2014 is when my best friend DJ and Y was doing. And me and him, we did a showcase. And then this was for Al Max and all that. So we did the showcase, killed it, and I'm like, all right, I'm back in my room. Let's get to do this. And I already been a lot at that point. Now, at this time, I'm like 6 years in. So I'm like, all right, let's do this. Let's get it rocking, boom, boom, boom. So what ended up happening is, later on, I was going to record my album, The Intern 2, and make my comeback, like, all right, here, let's do it. then that got delayed to 2018 because of the fact of me trying to recover from the fact that NY had died from heroin. Out there was. And I got sent away overseas.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, DJ NY. But I had went overseas, whatever, and I was just trying to pull myself together. So when I came back, the first thing I did was go right to the studio and record my song, NY. So I did that song as a memorial to him, but also represent the state of New York, like, yo, listen, we can unify this and that. And I'm glad it eventually happened when New York City actually respects Buffalo now. So shout out to Griselda for making that happen.
Word up.
I'm glad it happened. And then after that, that's when I dropped that video, that's when the recognition started coming. It was like, okay, cool. So now you have PRs hitting me up like, yo, listen, people need you here, here, here. And then DJs is finding out about me. So that's when DJ Thorough from This Is 50 had reached out and was like, yo, listen, I want to get you on the show and I want to talk to you. So after I dropped the intern to on my birthday, November 22nd in 2018, that April is when I went out to go see DJ Thorough. And we chopped it up on This Is 50, explained to him what I was going on. And then met 50 right after the fact, which was dope. Yeah, it was dope. But then nothing really popped off with that. So just kept grinding, kept working, dropping singles, things like that. And then I turned around and made my album, Return to the Dead. And I dropped that on the memorial of NY's death day. So the day he died is the day I dropped the album and said, you know, instead of this day being the time of mourning, I'm going to celebrate it every year. So therefore, I put the Bison Stadium on the cover and shit from there.
Okay. So to bring back what you were saying, though, the New York joint, that was really your first joint that really bust. And that's crazy because I really watched that joint just like, you know what I mean? That joint took off. Like you said, it just, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers was hitting that joint left and right, which is the dope song, no visual and anything. You did your fucking thing with that joint as you should. But then, yeah, that's a good look, you know what I mean? So that shit just bust and shit. So, you know what I mean? I kind of had a little encounter with 50, but it wasn't like a meeting. I kind of like ran into him, like literally, like. I was coming through the doorway and he was going out the doorway and I was like, oh shit, 50 Cent, you fucking big as shit, you like a fucking linebacker. But shit, it's all good. But yeah, so performing, you know what I mean, how many shows, or you know, have you performed in and out of state or just in state? How you know what I mean?
It's just lately, since this COVID thing, it kind of really messed up everything as far as performance-wise, but I will be back doing shows. First show is going to be on the 7th of November, where we're going to be out there in Pittsburgh. So shout-out to my manager, ID Rich, for booking that.
Salutes to ID Rich, East Coast Connections, you know what I mean? Salute, my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
That's how we do it. So he set that up. We're going to have some more shows coming. Anything else as far as shows is coming should be after December, because right now I'm actually working with Chris Gotti on a lot of my music and performances that's coming up. So therefore, he's kind of tied heavy into everything that I'm doing, both from me and ID is doing.
No question. Yeah, definitely salute my brother, man. East Coast Connect, you know what I mean? Definitely, you know what I mean? Artists, if y'all want a motherfucker good manager, promoter, you know what I mean? Definitely somebody to look up, you know what I mean? East Coast Connections, definitely represent, shout my bro out, because he a hard worker just like us, you know what I'm saying? And just appreciative of things that people do, you know what I mean? The little contributions to, you know what I mean? The Buffalo, you know what I mean? We all a part of this, this up and coming urban, as they would say, or underground, try to title us as, you know what I mean, hip hop culture and shit. But shit, as long as we motherfucking maintaining, busting these moves, you know what I mean, can't nobody stop us and shit. And you know what I mean, while we got the motherfucking Griselda up there in the mainstream, we gonna kick their ass on the underground tip, which we have, because I listen to Sirius Satellite all the time, Shade 45, and man, I remember one day, I think they had like a fucking Buffalo Hour. I think they did play your joint. I know they played my cuz, YNX, 716. They played a few different artists from the town, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's why.
That's the song about YNX. That's what we're on the upcoming joint.
Okay, y'all, that's my cousin, I mean, my blood, man. Salute, salute, love that brother, you know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing. Salute to YNX 716.
Yeah, me, him, and Eagle from out of Rochester did a song called LRA. That's going to be on my EP Caracalla coming out on the 6th.
Okay. Yeah, Ito dope, too. I got to get Ito with a motherfucking podcast and shit. There's so many artists and shit, but in due time, you know what I mean? Everybody get their light, you know what I'm saying? But shit. Once you fuck with the round table, dog, you in, you know what I'm saying? It's a fraternity, dog. I mean, in the code, it's a fraternity and shit, so, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm always just around to big up people and shit, you know what I mean? And try to get everybody exposure, because, you know, the title, the Forgotten City, the Unsigned City, all that shit really means something, whether whoever came up with it or not. That shit really means something. And if you from Buffalo, that shit should hit you some type of way, you know what I'm saying? Cause we always been forgotten, we always been unsigned and shit. But now we the known city, now we the city, and now niggas from the city is mad at our city. And we still New York City. That's all I'm saying. You dig what I'm saying? Feel me? Like, come on, man. If you don't know, you bad. I'm telling you, I be in a loophole. Niggas from the city kinda mad at us right now, like. On busting New York, running the game, Buffalo, these cows, these niggas got cows in the streets, and these niggas ride horses and shit. Yeah, alright, bro.
Catch up, dog, that's all
it
is to
it. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. That's a fact. So during your time and shit, you know, you just, you know, talked about, you know, a few features and stuff like that. You know, what's some of the rappers you have worked with, maybe industry or underground, or maybe some of the rappers that you want to work with, industry or underground, you know what I mean? You got to put that in the universe.
Like I said, I'll definitely work with YNX 716. I'm working with Ito. Man, it's a laundry list of people I don't work with. Like, shout out to Lindsay Barlett, because she laced a lot of my stuff.
Yeah, Lindsay, shout out. She got to come through the podcast too. We was been supposed to have some set up, but we'll work that out.
Word. I got a track coming with John Above Everything and Jamal Casaw.
Salute to both. Salute, salute, bros.
If I could choose anybody to work with, I would definitely want to join with Flea Lord, but I know that's going to be a minute. But
I fucks with
it. Pretty much half of Buffalo rappers definitely worked with me before.
I fuck with Flea too, you know what I mean? And shout outs to Flea Lord, because that nigga is a real, like, not a, and you know, I hate to terminalize he real nigga, but like, he just so down to earth. He down to fucking earth as fuck, you know what I'm saying? You can kick it with Flea and ain't no, none of this shit, you know what I'm saying? He just a regular nigga and shit, you know what I mean?
Word. Like, the way I see it, the perfect track that I wish could be made, you would have me, Conway, and Flea Lord on a 38 special beat.
Ooh, okay. Okay. You that. Okay, well, shit. Hold that notion and shit, because I got a question for you later that I'm going to ask you and shit. We're going to figure it out. But that's a dope fucking concept. That's a dope track. Flea Lord, Conway, and you over a fucking 38 beat. 38 been killing it with the beats lately. So his fucking production is animal. His production is definitely animal and shit. But I'm waiting to hear what Shay Noor got to do too, cause you know Shay Noor do production. And shout out to Shay Noor. If you ain't fucking seen that episode or heard that episode, man, go to SoundCloud, check it out, you know what I mean? Dope ass episode. Me and Shay Noor sat down and chopped it up, you know what I mean? And she really kinda exposed it on my podcast that she do production, cause she ain't telling nobody to them that she really do production. So, you know what I mean? That's a one-up. That's an exclusive. So, But so Funk, up until this time, you said you made singles. So where did you know, did you put those on mixtapes, or how many mixtapes and albums you got, you know what I mean, and up, you know, up to date?
Up to date, I have 3 albums that I've dropped. I've been on 17 mixtapes, and all of my other singles have just been released on other mainstream platforms.
And what's those titles of those albums again?
You got The Intern, The Intern 2, and then Return of the Deadeye.
Return of the Deadeye. So you you kind of based that off the Jedi. So you got you fuck with the sci-fi and shit, the psyche shit. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Oh man, yeah, I fuck with Star Wars too. That's that shit. You know what I'm saying? I've never been a real Star Trek fan, but I fuck with the wars. You know what I mean?
Word, definitely.
Yeah, and it's tough because you don't know whether you want to be a Jedi or, you know what I mean, you want to be part of the dark side. So it's like, right. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. That's a fact. So so by you having some type of you know, aspect into, you know, sci-fi and all that shit, what type of comic book fan are you? Are you DC or Marvel, I should say? Oh man. So,
like, I used to be DC, but I'm definitely Team Marvel, yo.
Oh man, I've always been Marvel. I never been a DC fan too heavy. I like the, you know what I mean, the Batmans or the Supermans, but they was just, it wasn't enough for me. You know what I mean? Marvel got a motherfucker with every type of motherfucking, you know, superhero power out there. I'm pretty sure it's a hustle superhero nigga. It's a super fucker or some shit like that. They whole power is he just fuck bitches crazy and shit. He take niggas' bitches and shit. And he be sick them on you and shit. Like, I turn your bitch on you, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, DC just didn't make sense after a while, because at the end of the day, everything was just going to revolve around the fact that Superman was the best character out of everybody.
But nigga,
was undefeated versus in Marvel. You got somebody to beat somebody.
Right. And these niggas is born with the shit where they got genetically enhanced. You got motherfuckers in DC like fucking Batman. He slapping niggas with his wallet. If you had $1 billion, motherfucker, you would build a cave and a fucking, you would have a fucking a robot suit and all that shit too. I would, man, just for the fuck of it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. And they just did that with Marvel anyways, because they got Iron Man. That's the same nigga right there, but smart.
But Iron Man made more sense.
He did. He definitely did, because he was a genius. He built.
Making something out of nothing in the empty kitchen. I got X and Adderall, I'm trying to pay tuition. Frat parties cross the campus, I can't be descriptive. This the means for my survival, but can't play the victim. Shit is prison and the vision got you in the system. Formulated since we born, like we getting christened. Got my shit in different flavors, I'm like bruh's hitting. Fingerprinting, taking photos from a boy we missing. Show respect, cause y'all can't touch me like I caught the cooties. How many buyers, I'm with Benny hitting different Sunnis. Side effects up and down like it gets you moody. I turned the car and need a way, ayo, shit getting spooky. I'm from the east, I watch the Arabs take over the Asians. Where everybody named it Sam and don't like to be waiting. I'm from the town where it's sectioned and heavily racist. And for a block, we with the medic like, God, let me make it.
Yeah, this is D. West. I'm with Waverly Jones. And this is the Roundtable Podcast. It's go time. Let's go.
All right, here we go. All right. I'm ready whenever you is.
Alright, let's roll.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wave Jones with the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. We still in the building, man. We sitting in here talking to Dale Hayes today. You know what I'm saying? And we going to talk about these new projects and old projects, you know what I'm saying? But we kicking it, you know what I mean? This is first time at the round table. Hopefully the next time we definitely get to sit in person, throw back a couple shots, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do, you know what I'm saying? But shit, we going to make it happen regardless and shit. Like I said, it's long overdue. I appreciate everybody, you know what I mean, watching right now. Love, like, share, comment, you know what I mean? And we going to keep this thing going, you know what I mean? So, where I left off at, Dale Hayes. So from the point on your cousin shit, you know, kind of vouching for you and everything, what was the next step? Did you really go in the studio and start recording, like, you know, paying for your studio time?
What ended up happening is, so, like, really what popping off with the music is, like, one of the counselors or whatever in a program that I was in when I was in high school, he also had a studio. So I found out he had a studio, and at that time, then I was like 16, and I was just hungry. And I was trying to really get up out of doing reckless shit in the street. So I was just like, yo, I'm trying to get in the studio. So I had to hound this dude for like 3 months that he finally let me in. Now, I've learned to progress in there, and then by the time I was 18, is when I ended up recording my first album, The Intern. So I recorded that. Me and homie fell out, but it is what it is, all respect to him. And then I turned around and was just dropping singles, and then that's when I had ended up in a situation and then ended up in the military for the past 12 years. So during that time, I was allowed to come home or whatever, and that, like, I really wanted to pick my music back up, because back in 2014 is when my best friend DJ NY was around, and me and him, we did a showcase, and then this was for Al Max and all that. So we did the showcase, killed it, and I'm like, all right, I'm back in my rhythm, let's go do this. And I already had been through a lot at that point. Now, at this time, I'm like 6 years in. So I'm like, all right, let's do this. Let's get it rocking. Boom, boom, boom. So what ended up happening is, later on, I was going to record my album, The Intern 2, and make my comeback. Like, all right, yeah, let's do this. Then that got delayed to 2018 because of the fact of me trying to recover from the fact that NY had died from a heroin overdose out there, and I got sent away overseas.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, DJ and Wap. But I had went overseas or whatever, and I was just trying to pull myself together. So when I came back, the first thing I did was go right to the studio and record my song NY. So I did that song as a memorial to him, but also represent the state of New York. Like, yo, listen, we can unify this and that. And I'm glad it eventually happened, where New York City actually respects Buffalo now. So shout out to Griselda for making that happen. I'm glad it happened. And then after that, that's when I dropped that video, that's when the recognition started coming. It was like, okay, cool. So now you have PRs hitting me up like, yo, listen, we want to get you here, here, here. And then DJs is finding out about me. So that's when DJ Thorough from This Is 50 had reached out and was like, yo, listen, I want to get you on the show and I want to talk to you. So after I dropped The Intern 2 on my birthday, November 22nd in 2018, that April is when I went out to go see DJ Thorough. And we chopped it up on This Is 50, explained to him what I was going on. And then met 50 right after the fact, which was dope. Yeah, it was dope. But then nothing really popped off with that. So just kept grinding, kept working, dropping singles, things like that. And then I turned around and made my album, Return to the Deadeye. And I dropped that on the memorial of NY's death day. So the day he died is the day I dropped the album and said, you know, instead of this day being the time of mourning, I'm going to celebrate him every year. So therefore, I put the Bison Stadium on the cover and then I made the shape from there.
Oh, man. So to bring back what you were saying, though, the New York joint, that was really your first joint that really bust.
Yeah, and why was the first one that really took off?
And that's crazy because I really watched that joint just like, you know what I mean? That joint took off. Like you said, it just, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers was hitting that joint left and right, which is the dope song, no visual and everything. You did your fucking thing with that joint as you should. But then, yeah, that's a good look, you know what I mean? He said that shit just bust and shit. So, you know what I mean? I kind of had a little encounter with 50, but it wasn't like a meeting. I kind of like ran into him, like literally. Like, I was coming through the doorway and he was going out the doorway. And I was like, oh shit, 50 Cent. You fucking big as shit. You like a fucking linebacker. But shit, it's all good. But yeah, so performing, you know what I mean? How many shows or, you know, have you performed in and out of state or just in state? How you know what I mean?
I've performed both in and out of state. It's just lately, since this COVID thing, it kind of really messed up everything as far as performance-wise, but I will be back doing shows. First show is going to be on the 7th of November, where we're going to be out there in Pittsburgh. So, shout out to my manager, ID Rich, for booking that.
Salutes to ID Rich, East Coast Connections, you know what I mean? Salute, my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Element. That's how we do it. So, he set that up, and we're going to have some more shows coming. Anything else as far as shows is coming should be after December, because right now I'm actually working with Chris Gotti on a lot of my music and performances that's coming up. So therefore, he's kind of tied heavy into everything that I'm doing, both me and ID is doing.
No question, no question. Yeah, definitely salute my brother, man. East Coast Connect, you know what I mean? Definitely, you know what I mean? Artists, if y'all want a motherfucking good manager, promoter, you know what I mean? Definitely somebody to look up. You know what I mean? East Coast Connections. Definitely represent, shout my bro out, because he a hard worker just like us. You know what I'm saying? And just appreciative of things that people do. You know what I mean? The little contributions to, you know what I mean? The Buffalo, you know what I mean? We all a part of this this up-and-coming urban, as they would say, or underground, try to title us as, you know what I mean? Hip-hop culture shit, but shit, as long as we motherfucking maintain and busting these moves, you know what I mean? Can't nobody stop us and shit. And, you know what I mean? While we got the motherfucking Griselda up there in the mainstream, we're going to kick their ass on the underground tip, which we have, because I listen to Sirius Satellite all the time, Shade 45, and man, I remember one day, I think they had like a fucking Buffalo Hour. I think they did play your joint. I know they played my cuz, YNX, 716. They played a few different artists from the town, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's why.
That's a song with YNX. That's going to be on my upcoming joint.
Okay, that's my cousin. I mean, my blood, man. Salute. Love that brother. You know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing. Salute to YNX, 716.
Yeah, me, him, and Edo from out of Rochester did a song called LRA. That's going to be on my EP Caracalla coming out on the 6th.
Okay. Yeah, Edo dope too. I got to get Edo on the motherfucking podcast and shit. There's so many artists and shit, but in due time, you know what I mean? Everybody get their light, you know what I'm saying? But shit, once you fuck with the round table, dog, you in, you know what I'm saying? It's a fraternity, you know what I mean? In the code, it's a fraternity and shit. So, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm always just around to big up people and shit, you know what I mean? And try to get everybody exposure because, you know, the title, the Forgotten City, the Unsigned City, all that shit really means something. Whether whoever came up with it or not, that shit really means something. And if you from Buffalo, that shit should hit you some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Because we always been forgotten. We always been unsigned and shit. But now we the known city. Now we the city. And now niggas from the city is mad at our city. And we still New York City. That's all I'm saying. You dig what I'm saying? Feel me? Like, come on, man. If you don't know, you bad. I'm telling you, I be the loophole. Niggas from the city kind of bad at this right now. Like, busting New York, running the game. Buffalo, these cows. These niggas got cows in the streets. And these niggas ride horses and shit. Yeah, all right, bro.
Yeah, tell them niggas catch up, dog. That's all it is to it.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. That's a fact. So during your time and shit, you know, you just, you know, talked about, you know, a few features and stuff like that. You know, what's some of the rappers you have worked with, maybe industry or underground, or maybe some of the rappers that you want to work with, industry or underground? You know what I mean? You got to put that in the universe.
Like I said, I definitely worked with YNX716. I worked with Ito. Man, it's a laundry list of the people I don't work with. Like, shout out to Lindsay Barlett because she laced a lot of my stuff.
Yeah, Lindsay, shout out. She got to come through the podcast too. We was been supposed to have some set up, but we'll work that out.
Word. I got a track coming with John Above Everything and then Jamal Gasol.
Salute to both. Salute, bros.
If I could choose anybody to work with, I would definitely want to join with Flea Lord, but I know that's going to be a minute. But again, it's pretty much half of Buffalo rappers definitely worked with me before.
I fuck with Flea too. You know what I mean? And shout outs to Flea Lord, because that nigga is a real, like, not, and you know, I hate the terminology real nigga, but like, he just so down to earth. He down to fucking earth as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You can kick it with Flea and ain't no, none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? He just a regular nigga and shit. You know what I mean?
Like, the way I see it, the perfect track that I wish could be made, you would have me, Conway, and Flea Lord on a 38 special beat.
Ooh, okay. Okay. You that, okay, well, shit. Hold that notion and shit, because I got a question for you later that I'm going to ask you and shit. We're going to figure it out. But that's a dope fucking concept. That's a dope track. Flea Lord Conway and you over a fucking 38 beat. 38 been killing it with the beats lately. So his fucking production is animal. His production is definitely animal and shit. But I'm waiting to hear what Shay Noor got to do too, cause you know Shay Noor do production. And shout out to Shay Noor. If you ain't fucking seen that episode or heard that episode, man, go to SoundCloud, check it out. Know what I mean? Dope ass episode. Me and Shay Noor sat down and chopped it up. You know what I mean? And she really kind of exposed it on my podcast that she do production, cause she ain't telling nobody till then that she really do production. So, you know what I mean? That's a one up. That's an exclusive. So, but so Bung, up until this time, you said you made singles. So were they, you know, did you put those on mixtapes, or how many mixtapes and albums you got, you know what I mean, and up, you know, up to date?
Up to date, I have 3 albums that I've dropped. I've been on 17 mixtapes, and all of my other singles have just been released on all the mainstream platforms.
And what's those titles of those albums again?
You got The Intern 2, and then Return of the Deadeye.
Return of the Deadeye. So you kind of based that off the Jedi. So you got you fuck with the sci-fi and shit, the psyche shit. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Oh, man. Yeah, I fuck with Star Wars too. That's that shit. You know what I'm saying? I've never been a real Star Trek fan, but I fuck with the wars. You know what I'm smelling me?
Word, definitely.
And it's tough because you don't know whether you want to be a Jedi or, you know what I mean, you want to be part of the dark side. So it's like,
depend on the day of the week.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. That's a fact. So, by you having some type of, aspect into, you know, sci-fi and all that shit, what type of comic book fan are you? Are you DC or Marvel, I should say?
Marvel.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So,
come on. Like, I used to be DC, but I'm definitely Team Marvel, yo.
Oh, man. I've always been Marvel. I never been a DC fan too heavy. I liked the, you know what I mean, the Batmans or the Supermans, but they was just, it wasn't enough for me. You know what I mean? Marvel got a motherfucker with every type of motherfucking, you know, superhero power out there. I'm pretty sure it's a hustle superhero nigga. It's a super fucker or some shit like that. They, your whole power is he just fuck bitches crazy and shit. He take niggas bitches and shit. And he sick them on you and shit. Like, I turn your bitch on you, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, DC just didn't make sense after a while, because at the end of the day, everything was just going to revolve around the fact that Superman was the best character out of everybody.
But nigga,
like, this nigga was undefeated, versus in Marvel, you got somebody to beat somebody.
Right. And these niggas is born with the shit where they got genetically enhanced. You got motherfuckers in DC like fucking Batman. He's slapping niggas with his wallet. If you had $1 billion, motherfucker, you would build a cave and a fucking, you would have a fucking a robot suit and all that shit too. I would, man, just for the fuck of it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. And they just did that with Marvel anyways, because they got Iron Man. That's the same nigga right there, but smart.
But Iron Man made more sense.
He did. He definitely did, because he was a genius. He built this shit. Not only was he fucking rich. I mean, Batman had Alfred. Without Alfred, who the fuck, how he gonna set out an ad like, yo, nigga, I need a new mechanic, super genius, smart motherfucker that can fight and teach me how to fight.
Word.
Come on, that shit was weak, man. And I never forget, before we get off the topic, though, that fucking Justice League movie when fucking Batman, or is Batman versus Superman or whatever, when the little staff had the little bit of fucking kryptonite on it, and the niggas was like, Martha. Martha, I said, if that's the new tap out, nigga, nigga got you pinned down, and nigga would grab some Martha, tapping out ass nigga, like, get the fuck out of here, man. Come on, man, that shit was so corny. That shit was corny, nigga. That shit was weak. But when motherfucking Infinity Wars, when motherfucking what's my nigga name? Thanos, motherfucker, when he killed everybody, he had niggas walking up the movies in tears. He had thug niggas. I was watching the hardest niggas walking out the theaters and shit. Told me, fuck Thanos, man. Fuck that nigga, cuz. Man, fuck that nigga, cut me out. Fuck that nigga up, man. Niggas was mad, son. Come on, man.
Boys was shook after that job.
Mm-hmm. But no question, I mean, and also rest in peace, Chadwick Baldwin. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Black Panther. That shit was crazy. That was a shocker right there. You know what I'm smell me?
Yeah, definitely. Rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman, man. Yeah. He made history for real.
And then not only that movie, but a lot of movies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but back to Del Hayes. You know what I'm saying? So after this COVID shit here, you said you got a couple, showcases lined up. After the return of the Dead Eye, what can we look forward to, you know what I mean, as far as music-wise?
So music-wise, as of right now, I just finished a group EP with my crew, the Upstate Commission. And our EP, The Commission, is dropping on October 30th. So we got that. You got my solo EP, Caracalla, that's going to drop November 6th. And then I'm following it up with another EP, Spitting Image, that's dropping December 4th.
Oh, man. No question. So, you know, they've been shooting a lot of movies and shit, doing a lot of production around the way. Have you gotten to any of these productions, or are you looking forward to, to doing anything, you know what I mean, as far as, you know, movie-wise, television-wise?
Nah, movie and TV, that's not really my lane. I just want to stick with the music. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all see visuals for each project that I'm dropping, but I'm going to kind of stay away from all that movie stuff.
Mm-hmm. No question. Without a doubt. Well, shit, we're going to take another quick break, and then after this one, shit, we're going to be right back. And we're going to close this joint out. We with Del Hayes, you know what I'm saying? And you know what motherfucking time it is, man. It's motherfucking GOAT time.
Rock you to sleep, sing the lullaby.
Sing along, nigga.
Long road ahead of us. But only God knows.
Shut it down, come on now, like I cancel future trips. Sharing my predictions like I'm playing with the Super Six. Lights, camera, action, I just shot down all the blooper flicks. Blue money in the ride, banging like a Hoover crib. Shit's a killer, I'm like COVID and ain't got a filter. Sought out the ink because the ink saw I'm a different nigga. Niggas claim they riding for you, then they turn to vultures. It's like the animal that's riding with a bunch of poachers. They need a crucifix.
Yo, what's good? It's Rubik's Cube. We at the Roundtable Podcast with Waverly Jones.
It's go time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy, Wade Jones, the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast. Man, having a dope conversation. Sitting in the building with Dale Hayes, you know what I'm saying? Getting to know my G out there, you know what I'm saying? Putting together some dope music, dope lyricists, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to continue this motherfucking conversation because I hate to say interviews, you know what I'm saying? That shit felt like you fucking under the light and shit. Nah, we just chopping it up. You know what I mean? And like I said, if it wasn't over the fuck, wasn't for the COVID and shit, we'd be sitting here, you know what I mean, tossing a couple shots back right now, you know? But it's all good. We're going to make it happen and shit. So, besides This Is 50 and shit, what other Sirius satellite, you know what I mean, shows or whatever you've been on, you know what I mean?
I haven't really touched a whole lot of them yet. Due to the fact that because I was in the service, it restricted my ability to move about. So, like, it's not like I could just get up, go do whatever. Like, you know, I was that's technically Fed time, yo, when you really think about it.
Yeah.
So, you're still government property, so you do what they say. Now that I'm off that paperwork, I can do whatever I want now. So, best believe that a Shady 45 interview is coming soon.
Oh, man. No question. So, what was your title in the military or so?
I was sergeant.
Okay. Well, like, what you do? You was, like, a gunnerman or what?
Combat mechanic.
What the fuck is that for the niggas that don't know?
That means I'm the nigga that went out there fixing everybody's shit while gunshots is going off.
Oh, shit. Like truck mechanic or?
Nigga, that shit had wheels I was fixing it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you was like the nigga on the speedway in the race car shit. You was trying to move fast and nigga get your ass hit out. No question, though. No question, though. You know what I mean? Man, like I said, salute, man. You know what I mean? So, shit, you know, we always talk about the good and the bad, the ugly and the evil. But, shit, I feel like that's politics and shit. So, you know what I mean? We can talk about it a little bit quick. You know, we about to do this election thing in a quick minute. And, you know, I ain't going to ask you who you want to vote for. But how do you feel about, you know, the way the president been running things the last 4 years?
Fuck Donald Trump.
No question.
I said it. Fuck Donald Trump. That's how I'm leaving it.
I call him Donald Dickhead personally, but I just didn't want to be disrespectful to your flag that you saluted to, nigga. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? For when I was a kid, I was like, this shit is stupid. I'm tired. Why the fuck do I got to stand up and put my hand over my heart? For what? Who am I pledging leading into? I don't know these motherfuckers. Niggas, that's how I felt though as a kid though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's real shit though when you really think about it. The first line is, I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To what flag?
The United States of America.
Yeah.
But then you look at it like, what is the United States of America?
Mm. Man.
Pledge allegiance to a flag of bondage, in a sense.
It's supposed to be the flag of freedom, but shit.
But it ain't.
Shit.
That flag ain't freedom. It's a different, it's a evolved version of slavery.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah, man. These motherfuckers tax your ass for everything, nigga. They give you something free, you get a sample and they tax you on, oh, that's gonna be 11 cent. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You said it was free, but yeah, they got taxed. Saying, you know what I mean? The fuck. Ain't nothing free. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? It's bugged out, you know what I mean? But shit, man. Hopefully, you know, with this new election coming up, we're going to have some type of change. At the end of the day, I don't know who the fuck to vote for because I don't trust neither one of the motherfuckers. And I don't really like them. Neither.
Bro, you got to choose the lesser of two evils.
Man. And that's the...
Choose the lesser of two evils. I'm going to say this live on the air. Yo, I really urge people to go out and vote. Like, I really don't give a fuck if niggas write in goddamn Joe Exotic and say they want him to be president. At least vote for somebody, yo.
Yep. Exactly.
Because that's how people end up in fucked up situations like we've been in for the past 4 years.
Because people don't...
So I'm urging everybody to vote.
That's a fact. That's a fucking fact. I'm the same way, man. Vote, vote, vote. I've been voting ever since I could vote. You know what I mean? I definitely been voting this shit. And if I don't vote for the little primary, the little bullshits and shit, the little... You know what I mean? I vote for mayor and all that shit, but then after that, I only really vote for fucking presidency. But other than that, you know what I mean? And that's fucked up too. But who got time to really fucking deal with these politics, dog? That shit is like Dynasty. That shit is a soap opera. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't really about the laws and everything they putting in place. It's about, oh, this Spanish bitch sitting across from me, she got a motherfucker higher point. And she, you know what I mean, hired in Congress or some shit like that. And this fucking chink motherfucker, like, not to put it out there, but that's how motherfuckers are sitting there looking at each other across the, you know what I mean? It's more personal. Motherfuckers talk that's about motherfuckers' kids and shit like that. Wouldn't that have been a part of politics?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. That shit is a circus, man. So, you know. But that's neither here nor there. All we can do is deal with it. Hopefully, everybody get out there and vote. I'm saying vote, vote, vote. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way we're going to bring back change, or at least attempt to start moving forward towards change. Because if not, then we're going to bring out the chains. And I ain't talking about the whips. I'm talking about the metal ones and the bats and everything else, nigga. And it's going to be a situation. But, you know what I mean? Hopefully it never gets to that point. I swear. Because you know what? I'm going to say this right now. I wish a proud boy motherfucker, one of you motherfuckers, try to stop me to vote, nigga.
Uh-huh.
They talk about some, call the police if you see people lurking around the poll booths and shit trying to stop black people from voting. Yeah, all right, motherfucker. Look. COVID made it easier to put rubber gloves on in public, nigga.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say, nigga.
Word.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, on a lighter note, man, man, how about those fucking bills, man? How about those fucking bills, man?
I'm a little upset with what they did last week, but it's okay.
They hired one in there. I feel it. They hired one in there, but that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because... even though we always do kind of start off good, we can't take a rocky road. I feel good about this team. You know what I'm saying? This team, it got a feeling like we could really make something happen. Because I wasn't a fucking Josh Allen fan for a long time. This is really the first season I'm like, Josh Allen is a player. You know what I'm saying? He's actually a player. You know what I mean? The first one, I was like,
Josh, yeah. Last year, I really started paying attention. I'm like, yo, he sound great.
Right.
For real. I can see him in those steps of like a Jim Kelly or something like that, really taking Buffalo somewhere.
Right, because at first I was like, "Oh, we got another Rob Johnson, another motherfucker." You know what I mean? Like one of them motherfuckers. Like we got a big arm. What's the motherfucker we used to have from Syracuse? Nah, fuck Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick, he in and out. You never know what you get with Fitzpatrick. But no, what's the black boy we had?
Ezekiel? No,
From the one before him, the black kid, tall kid from did he come from Syracuse or some shit? God damn. He was in and out. I don't think nobody picked him up.
Yeah, I don't got a clue. That just shows you how relevant he was.
The big brown skin motherfucker, man.
AJ? EJ?
EJ.
Oh!
Motherfucking EJ. In and out.
Yo, I totally forgot about him.
Everybody did.
Yo.
Everybody did, though. You know what I mean? Who remember?
That just shows his relevancy right there.
That nigga was trash back dress.
That's all I'm saying. That's how I felt about them niggas. I was like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, I thought we had one of those. But he actually is, you know, showing and prove. You know, I think we really got a good chance at first place. We already in first place still, even though we took that loss because them niggas wasn't in our division. So, but we, you know what I mean? We're still around. And I think we can beat New England finally because my boys Tampa Bay got motherfucking Tom Brady. And I was going to say that, like, I got a second team. My second team is Tampa Bay, you know what I'm saying? But besides that, I'm Bafia down. You got a second team or anything like that?
No, I'm diehard Bills through and through.
No question. See, my shit got a backstory, so it's all good. My shit, you know what I mean? It come back from, it go all the way back from the electric football days. You remember the electric football game?
Yeah.
Yeah, my older cousins and shit, them niggas used to have a whole set. So they used to be sitting there painting the niggas and all that. Like, I'm a kid. I'm like six, seven years old. So I want to play, but I don't know the, you know, how to play. So they like, shit, we going to make you the commissioner. But I'm like, nah, I want a team. So they like, well, fuck it, you got Tampa Bay. I'm like, well, fuck it, Tampa Bay my team, nigga. So I've been rocking with them niggas since Eric Red days and all that, since the, you know what I mean? A long time. So that's why that's my second team. But, you know what I mean? Other than that, man, what other teams in sports you fuck with?
As of right now, that's pretty much it, because of the fact that with basketball, it turned into a thing where you can't really follow teams. You got to follow players.
Talk about it.
What it used to be is I used to be a heavy Spurs fan.
Come on, I fuck with the Spurs. That's my team.
I was a Spurs fan, and then eventually it was more so I was always a Ray Allen fan, player
wise.
Spurs fan overall. But again, now the league just turned into you can't have a favorite team, you gotta have a favorite player.
Mm-hmm. That's a true fact. So, you know what I mean? But that being said, you know what I mean? Like I said, man, just dope conversation kicking it with you, you know what I mean? And, man, you know, before we go, it's a couple questions from you I want to know. So, if you were stuck on an island, my G, for a whole year straight, and you had 3 movies and 3 music albums to take with you on that island as your form of entertainment, what 3 movies and 3 music albums you going to take with you?
Alright, I'm gonna start with albums first. So albums, I'm definitely gonna say The Eminem Show, DMX, and then there was X, and probably LL Cool J Walking the Panther.
Come on.
Movie wise,
that's a first. Them all first on the show. Ain't nobody said none of them 3. That's a first. So yeah, man. Come on.
Mm-mm. Movie wise, I'm gonna say Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Come on.
I'm gonna say probably. I'm gonna go with Hostel Part 2.
Hostel. You won't watch. When niggas drilling the nigga knees and feet and all that shit. Man, fuck.
I like dog movies, dog.
I hear you.
But that'd be Hostel Part 2. And then I want to say Pursuit of Happiness. And then when you mix all of that together, you get some form of balance.
That's true. No, that's the joint with Will Smith and his son. This nigga gonna kill somebody, cry, and then laugh later. That's what he said.
Balance.
Oh man, I feel you. That's a definitely crazy mix. So now, you know what I mean? If you had the opportunity to star in one, you know, in a movie and be one character in that movie, what movie would it be and what character would you play?
Damn, I don't even know. Do TV shows count?
Man, whatever, man.
Oh, if TV shows count, then I want to be on Wentworth. You put me on Wentworth and just let me be one of the prison guards, I'm straight.
Yeah,
that's the best way to do it. Like, you in there in a women's prison the whole time, just as a guard. You good.
Mm-hmm. Nigga say you gonna walk around with condoms in his pocket.
That's funny as hell.
Fuck around, girl, you be good. You get a golden ticket. Now, go, you get a golden ticket, goddammit. Alright, so boy, we were talking about earlier, you said, you know, Conway, you would make a track with Conway, you,
38 Special, and who else you put in it?
Flea.
Oh, man, and Flea Lord. You know what I'm saying? But if you had the opportunity to make one song with one artist, dead or alive, and one producer, dead or alive, to make that one song, what artist and what producer are you going to make that one song with?
If I had that one song, hands down, I would want my song to be with Conway. Mm. And then to produce it, dead or alive, I would want Shay to do it.
Mm. Come on. Fire. Fire. Salute, salute. That's fire right there. That's respect. You know what I'm saying? So, motherfucking, with that being said, your top five MCs, dead or alive, you know what I mean? No particular order.
Mm-hmm. What era are we talking about?
Dead or alive, because, see, listen. No,
break it down by the era.
Okay, see, this is my thing. I don't do era because I feel your top five is the most people that you most relatable, most inspirable to you. It don't matter what era it is, because there's too many eras, there's too many rappers, too many genres of the shit right. That you can break it down. So that's how I interpret it as your top five, because I know who inspired me, who get me going to the point where I'm ready to shoot, motherfucking fuck, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I know them, you know what I mean? So your top five.
So I'll do it like this. Number one, Rakim. Mm.
The God MC.
Number two, I'm going with Mr. Sean Carter himself.
Jay-Z. Hope of the God.
Number three, I'm going Earl Simmons.
Mm-hmm. The X, the Dog Man, the Factor.
Number four, I'm going Marshall Mathers III.
Mm. Shady, the murderer, the massacre. Shit.
And number five, I'm going Sean Price.
Rest in peace, the ape, the fucking barbaric, the fucking the bruiser. Oh man, that's a hell of a team, nigga. What the fuck is this? Space Jam, nigga? Got the Mod Squad and shit.
Mod Squad.
What the fuck? Come on, man. That's respect, man. I mean, that's fire and shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn, the fire motherfucker went past and shit. That's how fire that light up was and shit. That's crazy. Fucking fire. I'm like, hold on, shit. But favorite thing to drink of all time, no matter what?
Rum and coke.
Oh man. What type of rum you fucking with?
Jamaican.
Oh man. No doubt. Since you a Buffalo nigga, I gotta give you this question and shit. I get this to Buffalo niggas especially. Pizza or wings?
The fuck? Both, nigga.
Nah, you gotta answer one, nigga. Pizza or wings?
Wait, you can only pick one?
Yeah.
Where am I getting this pizza from?
Nah, too many questions, nigga. Nah, too many questions, nigga. I ain't gonna give you the same questions the rest of these interviews, nigga. I'm giving you some hometown shit, nigga. Come on, man. Cause that's high right there. Pause.
I gotta go pizza, man.
Yep, you gotta go pizza. Cause you can get wings anywhere. The pizza ain't everywhere, bro. It's not.
Not everywhere. Mm-mm. So it's like if you're not getting your pizza from Bocce's, Gino and Joe's, or Franco's, I'm not fucking with
it. Rest in peace, Leonardi's, man. Oh,
right. Rest in peace, Leonardi's, dog. Yo, that was the crusher right there.
Come on, bro. That's what I'm talking about. So, what you gonna put on that pizza, bro? What's your toppings like?
My prop toppings is usually pepperonis, onions, and mushrooms.
Come on. No question.
And then I need a cup of blue cheese with it.
I'm about to get to the next quick question. This shit was flats or drums?
Drums.
All right. Well, you already answered. You said blue cheese. The next one was blue cheese and ranch and shit.
It's blue cheese, dog.
Nah, man, that weird ass blue cheese, man. Hell nah, man. Ranch all day on that chicken, man. That niggas bugging, bro.
Real buff niggas know about the blue cheese.
Man. I put the blue cheese on the pizza, but I fuck with the ranch on the chicken though.
Nah, dog.
Yeah, man, you got trouble, man. That's your five, nigga.
That's right, you need that blue cheese for
it. Her bad. Well, but you know what I mean? Like I said, man, it's been a dope conversation sitting down. We definitely gonna really, you know what I mean? We gonna in person one day do this shit, you know what I mean? Live. And like I said, I really appreciate you, bro. You know what I mean? Your patience and shit and everything else, you know what I mean? Before we go, just let the people know, you know, once again, what you got going on, what you got coming up next, and just give them a little something, you know what I mean, that you want to label them out with, you know what I mean, something that, you know, something from your book.
Like I said, definitely be on the lookout for the Commission EP by the Upstate Commission to drop next week on October 30th. Definitely on the lookout, all distributed by Adventures Music Murder Inc. Look out for my EP Caracalla to drop November 6th, and then be on the lookout for my next EP Spitting Image to drop December 4th.
No question. So you know what I mean. Before we wrap this shit up, let the people know where they can hear you and see you at, my G, where they can follow you and all that.
Wasn't there an old song where that shit was like Google Me Baby or some shit like that? Like literally. Motherfuckers can Google me. You can just Google Del Hayes, but you can find me on Instagram, The Real Del Hayes. Find me on Twitter, The Real Del Hayes. Facebook, Del Hayes. I'm on all the mainstream platforms as Del Hayes. There's nothing complex about it.
Oh man, no question. Like I said, we got to do this once again, you know what I mean, in person. And man, like I said, I appreciate you coming through, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it's the round motherfucking table podcast. Appreciate everybody listening in. Please love, like, share, comment, you know what I mean? And any inquiries, inboxes, inbox me. If you want bookings, anything, inbox me at the round table. At 716, roundtable716@gmail.com. That's the roundtable716@gmail.com. You know what I mean? And just be on the lookout for everything coming new. Appreciate my guest, you know what I'm saying? Del Hayes, my dude, salute you. Salute once again. And I salute you twice because, you know what I mean, you held it down and shit. And matter of fact, fuck it, before we go, give us a crazy ass story that happened out there and shit. Not something that might be too fucked up that, you know what I mean, you don't want to share, but just something like a nigga got a scorpion in his boot or some shit, got stung in his ass or some shit. Give us a crazy fucking story from out in the, you know what I mean, the military.
Nah, niggas was just bored in the desert after a while. And then what they used to do is they used to take like little fucking like air cans and shit to put back. Clean the hoses on them bitches, and then they catch rats and just shoot their ass across the desert. Just wild. For real, niggas got weird as fuck out there, yo. Shoot different.
So wait a minute, they strap these rats to these boots.
Yo, like no lie. So like, what they do? You got the big ass air can, right? Like we talking shit that you would fill up a tire with.
Right. Okay.
So, big ass, like. I think it's an 80-gallon air can. You take them back and clean the hose, they put it on the end of the bitch. And then they were like, somehow they used to catch these rats on like boxes. So they had one in the box and then they dump it down the fucking back and clean the hose. And then it'll be trying to get out, but you got the bitch angled. And then they'll release the fucking air and then they shooting their ass 100 feet in the air and then tell them, yeah, they airborne now.
Oh shit. Yo, that's fucking, nah, I understand what you're talking about. These niggas just shooting fucking rat rockets and shit. Yeah, that's fucking dope. That's amazing, man. Well, like I said, man, salutes to you, you know what I mean? Big ups, man. Stay safe in this bullshit, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean, I'm gonna hit you up when all this shit, you know what I mean, this podcast episode air. It's motherfucker Wave Jones, the round table, my guy Del Hayes, salute. You know what I mean? Boogie without the hoodie, he came through later, but shit, you know he in the building as always. And shit. No, salute. You know what I mean? And you know what time it is. It's goat time.
Hey, yo, it's Genesis. We at the Roundtable Podcast with Waverly Jones. It's go time.
Yo, I'm going to leave you out with this following statement. Work differently today to play differently tomorrow. Go time.
Smoke wasn't talking in the introduction. So I said, fuck it, let's run it. I'm going to give it to a world right from the beginning.
Imitate my whole persona, need a recipe. Hard pill to swallow, Rolls Royce like it's ecstasy. Shit ain't gritty to my city, thinking less of me. Had to cut these niggas off, vasectomy. I'm in the trenches, I'm a soldier, made a better me. Black King Caracalla with the tendencies. All red chakra, O31 energy. Pass through shorty cousins like a grandmother's remedy. Hitting licks, hammer, made a nigga limp and shit. Niggas claim to be the GOAT, I'm on my pippin' shit. Took me back to Bennett, 08 vintage shit. I can talk my shit now, cause I've been through it. Ocean visits, that's the way I practice social distance. My shit knocking, open throttle in a broken piston. Bigger crib out in Georgia with the open kitchen. Make them pay me by the bar for the flows I'm spittin'. And my fudge shotty got it looking like it's rabbit season. Press these rappers wildin' out like they was smoking reason. Specialize the chef and serve, watch me prep the season. A circle tight, we ain't pussy and you know we eat. People wore the chasing mask and made the shit a fad. They saw Freddy in their dreams and they turn and drag. 86 muscle, homie, come on, watch me burn the drag. All hail the king like a Walter off of Breaking Bad. No days off, I keep working, make the bars essential. Stash the drugs between the burgers while we in the rental. One day I think I'll settle down and be a family man. But at this time, we on the line like a family plan. Watch me get the party started like I roll with Pink. Misunderstood, so I said, fuck it, I'ma let them think. Handwriting fire every time I catch a third degree. Sign with Gotti, catching bodies, the new murder ring.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.